We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
I guess I've just kind of been bouncing around looking for my spot. I think I found it.
Jacob Hoschlag started his wrestling career at UNI, competing at 174 pounds.
I grew a tremendous amount since I've got here, both physically and mentally and with my skills. I was not very good when I got here. Nobody wanted to drill with me. I was hard to drill with. I was real ornery. I've calmed down a little bit. I got a little bit better at wrestling, and I think I just became an all-around better person since I've been here, so.
He entered the 2017 season with his eyes set on 184 pounds, but Coach Doug Schwab found a spot for him at 197 pounds.
Hoschlag, just a gritty, tough kid. Obviously undersized for 97, but he's going to continue to get bigger. He's going to continue to get better.
Despite making the jump mid-season, Hoschlag earned his spot at the NCAA tournament and came back ready to improve.
I came in last night, and he was in there. So that tells you a little bit about where that kid's at. And I've told you he's continued to put more and more work in. He's continued to stay after, and that's not going to stop, and he's going to continue to climb that ladder. If you'd have looked at the start of the season, is he going to be 74-pounder? Maybe he's trying to be an 84-pounder. All of a sudden he bumps up to 197, and he's in the national tournament. And that's built on, you know, just his guts and heart and grit, and he's going to continue to get better.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be a testament to our team, how tough we are, and all the great dudes we got on this team. And, these guys on the team, they're my number one tool for getting better. So you got to love that you got guys at, 57, 65, 74, 84, heavyweight, whatever, that are really good guys. And because those are your tools that sharpen you up. I was a little frustrated. I was like, why, what's going on? Why am I not wrestling as well as I should be? But then once I moved up, I didn't have to focus on that at all. It was just on wrestling and just getting better and having fun with the sport. It just took away all the pressure and all those negative things, and it was just all the things that I love about wrestling just came back together, and that's what I'm having a lot of fun now. So,
teammate Drew Foster has a similar story as he moved up mid-season last year.
Last year, me and Lux were battling at 174, and I mean, for some reason, I was just struggling with my weight, and I had been weighing in at 74, wrestling 184, and finally the coaches were like, hey, do you want to just weigh in at 184? I'm like, yes, and just went with it, and I'm having a lot of success now. I mean, I'm still undersized, but I feel so much better, so much stronger, more confident at the weight.
Randy's done a great job with him. He always saw something in him. He always, for instance, since we've recruited him, he's like, I think this guy's, he's going to be really good. And you know what, he's on the stand as a sophomore. And he's got two more years, and he's only going to continue to get better. But love how he competes. and excited to see him continue to grow as competitor man, and he's just going to keep climbing that ladder.
I try to keep that, you know, the same pace that I would have it, like 65 freshman year, 74, then now 84. I mean, it's definitely changed. I slowed up a little bit, but I mean, I'm still just as explosive as I was.
Guys are definitely bigger and stronger, but they're not. Did you be surprised that they're not as athletic? I don't think. But they're definitely a lot bigger and stronger. And I don't know. I think 97 fits my style really well because I'm a kind of a grinder. I like to get in there and battle with dudes, and they're usually the biggest, strongest dudes. So, you know, they like to do that too. And I think I can outgrind most people. And then I don't know. It's been a bit of a transition, but I think I've done pretty well.
And how has it changed? Because obviously, I'm assuming you don't have to watch what you're eating in the sense that you have to cut weight, but now you have to gain it in an appropriate manner. So how's that been going?
Like I said, I show up, I wrestle, I eat, and that's it. I just eat and compete, and I love that.
I walk around at like 190 pounds, so, and that's, I'm just on full feed right now. I lose up to 8 pounds at workout, and I don't know, my metabolism's good, I'm feeling good, I'm putting the right things in me, so.
Foster, he was 15 and 18 last year. So outside of our room and him, there's not a single person that would have said that he's gonna be on the stand right now this year. He was 15 and 18 last year. He moved up from 74 to 84, almost made the national tournament. But kind of since he's been here, he's continued to grow obviously physically, but as a man and just as a competitor. And it's fun to see a guy grow like that. And you know what, it's a great story. I was sitting with one of our guys this morning and we're talking. I said, you know, maybe you had a similar season to Foster this year. Look at what he did. It's capable. You're capable of doing the same thing, but you're not going to be capable of doing it if we don't do some things, we don't make some changes, if there's not some serious effort. And there's got to be belief on their part. And this guy believes.
How is that with the dynamic of the team? I mean, you're working out with people that, you know, you ultimately want to beat. And obviously you want to make the team better and you want to support them. But how does that work and how do you maintain kind of that friendship but still, you know, go after them like any other competitor?
I think you need to focus on what you can do to get better for yourself and for the team. Because when you do that, there's, you know, it's one direction. You can't stray. But when you're worried about all these things about, you know, how this guy's competing and if you're going to have a spot and this and that, you know, it's hard to meet all those expectations. But if you're just trying to be the best wrestler that you can be every day, you work hard, there, you know, that's one straight line. And I think that's what you need to focus on.
I think we all have the same goals, and the coaches do a really good job of just instilling, like, you know, it's not about the end result in wrestling. It's about the end result and like what you get out of this, like in life. And so, I mean, a lot of us see the bigger picture of it, and we want to put the best team out there. So, I mean, if I'm not wrestling, the person that's wrestling at my weight, like, that's a representative of me. Like, everyone that I'm practicing with, like, the whole team, that's a representative of me. And I think all of our guys understand that. Like, we're one through, whatever, like, 30-something.
And 84's probably the deepest weight. You know, if you really look up and down from top to bottom, it's one of the deepest weights. You know, Foster did a great job finishing seventh in there and got a lot of momentum for him, you know, in the future just to see the growth that he's had.
It's exciting just to be there. It's a blessing because, you know, Cooper Moore, JJ, they had injuries and, you know, they didn't get this opportunity this year. They've had it in the past, but just to know, like, get the opportunity and just, I mean, I just want to soak it in, you know, try not to make it bigger than what it is. For competition-wise, but I mean, it's really quite an accomplishment.
Just like Foster, Holschlag earned an automatic bid to nationals. He lost 4-3 to NIU's Sean Scott in the opening round of the MAC tournament, but he fought his way back to the bronze medal match where he faced Scott again. This time he won 6-4.
Oh, I've known I've been ready for a long time, but the work has definitely showed in that match, you know. Would have been nice to get him in the first round, but I was a little tight. But, yeah, it was nice to, you know, show all that hard work pay off.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.